Who am I? Where am I? Who am I to be? What is my purpose? Have you ever had those questions? I have. We all have. Because when it comes to the human experience and understanding psychology, as we study the mind, we also discover how God directs our path and also He's put the processes in our minds to become. Hi, I'm Dr. Mark, and last video, I was promising you a video on psychological disorders. Don't fret. Leads only to evil, Psalm 37, remember that one? But I kind of jumped the gun. Next video, we're going to deep dive into psychological disorders. But first, we need to look at the need. What do I mean? The need of the human being. The needs of humanity. What it means to become who I am. Understanding the person that God has made me to be. And of course, coming from the biblical worldview, as we redeem some of these terms in our biblical approach to psychology, because it's all about God and God has created the whole being, we can say, okay, we then are able to understand these are the attributes that God has put in us through Imago Dei, the God's image, into the imprint, the stuff that makes us us, the DNA. Well, let's get into the first few concepts here and into the full study of the human being and self-awareness, or humanity, or what we call humanism in psychology. Now, when we look at humanism in psychology, what we're basically saying is, what does it mean to be human? What does it mean to study the mind of the human being? Now, you could study the mind of a cat or a dog, of course. And, of course, you deal with instinct there. But here, with a human being, we deal with reason and rationale and also choice and all this. Of course, everything is spiritual. Well, humanism in psychology is the approach to psychology that embraces the notions of self-esteem, self-actualization, and free will. Now let's be clear. I'm not here to advocate and to validate the whole doctrine of, well, self-esteem and self-propagation and, of course, you can do it, only you and your own power. Oh, no. No. As I mentioned, we redeem these terms, bringing Christ at the center of this. He made you special. And we talk about, for instance, self-esteem. We're talking about the fact that we have this God-given innate sense of myself, of ourselves, that we then feel confident. We feel courageous, and so on. We are still dealing with the effects of the fall. Hence, we identify, in lack of a better term, if you will, and yet a good term to describe esteem or self-esteem, how I then view myself and therefore depend on God's power to give me that confidence, that healing, and that also support and transformation. Romans 12:2, be transformed by the renewing of my mind. In that context, this helps us to study psychology responsibly, biblically. So when we look at self-esteem, self-actualization, say, this is actually the person God wants me to be. And that, yes, I have free will, although albeit in limitations, we then are able to then look at each component. The first component is self-concept, the set of beliefs about who we are. Now, the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. The Bible says that. As well as how God says that He has made you special, He has made you fearfully and wonderfully, You have infinite worth, eternal worth, dignity. It's, again, dealing with the effects of the fall and the lies that we believe because of our family of origin and, or because of what other people say. And words matter. They truly matter. So if we look at self-concept, the set of beliefs about who we are, we have to remind ourselves every morning that we are God's children. As it says in the book of 1 John and 2 John and 3 John, as we're affirmed in those words, that yes, we are and we belong to God. But then we look at self-esteem. Given the context I just defined, it's the positive feelings about the self, based on the textbook. But of course, the positive feelings that God gives us about who we are. We're made special. And that is our confidence, Jesus Christ. Dr. Maslow, probably have heard of him. Maybe not. And if you haven't, hey, here's an opportunity to discover what he taught. What he, as he studied the human experience, what he was then able to look at when it comes to needs. And I believe, again, we find this in Scripture. We find, again, the whole, from the foundation to then the all that makes a person, and it's this, Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And it goes from physiological, we all need air, we all need water, food, shelter, sleep, clothing, reproduction. Because again, what God has put in our souls, our hearts, is to be able to marry and also reproduce ourselves in the form of children. And of course, reproduce ourselves and in training others in leadership and so on. As well as reproducing things that are around us in terms of growing our food and reproducing things and giving life to the world around us. Well, for the physiological, we go into safety needs, personal security, employment, work, resources, health, property, and having those needs met so we can then continue to build to become the person God wants us to be. Flowing out of physiological safety is love and belonging, friendship, intimacy. Now notice, intimacy does not mean sexual intimacy. Intimacy is intimacy. It means eye to eye, connecting with another human being. It's connection, human connection. Now, there are many forms of intimacy. There is filial intimacy, meaning friendship, philios. And then, of course, the eros, when it comes to husband and wife and the sexual intimacy. But there's also other intimacies. Intimacy when it comes to believers, when it comes to agape love, and agape intimacy. These are different forms, and we have to, you know, integrate and redeem these terms so we can then fully integrate and transform these things so we can fully help and a person holistically. So that sense of connection and belonging, we go into esteem, as we talked about. Respect. Self-esteem, that we do have what it takes to be who we are made to be by God. Recognition. We all have that need of recognition, to be recognized. And that, of course, identifies how we in the group help each other. We support each other. We cheer each other on. And yes, recognition for our accomplishments. Because that means God is doing a great work in us. And there's a lot of recognition that God gives to His people. And from that, we have strength, freedom, free to do God's will and nothing else. And then the pinnacle of Maslow's hierarchy is self-actualization. The desire to become the most that one can be. Oh yeah, to become all that God's created you to be, to become. And as the song says, or the great praise and worship song, if you're not dead, you're not done. We keep going, moving forward. Because God has a purpose for your life. And as those needs are met, we then look at self-actualization in general, that motivation to develop our innate, given by God, potential to the fullest possible extent. This is lifted right out of the textbook. So again, as you have the quiz coming here, This is exactly what we expect you to understand and know. And from this definition, we go to the definition of peak experiences. We all have those mountaintop experiences, the peak experiences of the human experience, and they're defined as transcendent moments. I would say God moments of tranquility, Holy Spirit moments, accompanied by a strong sense of connection with God, put that in there, and others. And again, we're redeeming and putting here the definition from the book. But finally, of course, we have the unconditional positive regard, unconditional love. Let's just call it for that. But this is the technical definition again, which is a set of behaviors, including being genuine, open to experience, transparent, able to listen to others, and self-disclosing and empathetic. As you can see, here we have a therapist who's helping a young lady to work through her life issues, because we are all broken, but we're all redeemed as we accept Christ, and our sanctification process is then realized. And also, as the Holy Spirit helps us through all of our issues to become more like Jesus. That is self-actualization. The actualizing and also the becoming more like Christ. Well, important, vital, and good to look at how we are as God's creation, as God's people, as God's human beings, as God's children. Next video, like I promised, diving into psychological disorders of many kinds. See you next time.